Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you hung out with us because our good buddy Tony Paradiso is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Tony is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is one of the top management experts in our Brain Trust as well, and he's the author of The Management Mind Field, and that's mind with a D. And as I say, he's our good friend Tony Paradiso. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
Good to be back.
Do you remember when, just prior to the attacks of 9/11, we had a balanced budget? We had a Democrat president and a Republican Congress, and all the way up until the moment of impact on September the 11th, 2001, the United States government was balancing its budget. And nobody wanted to pierce that floor. Nobody wanted to go low and put us into a... I mean, everybody was afraid to touch it. It was like it was the third rail. Nobody wanted to touch it for fear that they would die, politically speaking. And so that fear of piercing that budget balance kept everybody, presidents and congressmen and senators, away from doing that. But after we were attacked, everybody said, okay, we got to spend all this money to defend ourselves, to fight these terrorists, et cetera, et cetera. So at that moment, it was okay, because of the circumstances, to have deficit spending. We knew we had to do it. But what that actually did was, is it gave our political class cover for spending a lot of money on stuff that we didn't really need. Yeah, and I feel like, my point is the analogy is, I feel like that's what's happening right now, is our government says, okay, we've got this financial crisis, this gives us license to spend all this money. What do you think? You agree with that analogy?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's clearly part of it, because, you know, we came out of 9/11, the country went into recession, so the tax cuts started, and of course the war started. The war, by the way, is an off-balance sheet item, and I love the fact that we railed against the Enrons of this world, but the federal government operates in the same fashion that these defunct companies do. We got distracted. We got distracted with security. We got distracted with some economic issues, and we kind of took our eye off the ball. Which is, you know, the government needs to live within its means like everyone else, and we're so far from doing that right now, it's scary.
We're moving in the wrong direction, too.
We're talking about trillion-dollar deficits now. Yeah, this is incredible. This is almost 10% of our GDP on an annual basis. You can't sustain that. I mean, just think about it on an individual basis. I mean, if you made $50,000 a year and you were going in the hole for $5,000 a year every year, it wouldn't take you very long to be in a hole that you couldn't dig out of.
Exactly. And they used to say a billion here, a billion there, before long, Everett Dirksen, I think it was Senator Everett Dirksen, said a billion here, a billion there, but pretty soon you're talking about real money. Now we're about ready to say a trillion here, a trillion there, before long you're talking real money. So what do you think about we've got this $18 billion
distribution program?
Let me say it again, $818 billion so-called stimulus package. What are your thoughts about it?
Well, it's anything but a stimulus package. It's a travesty. It really is a travesty. The money, the appropriation section of this bill is spread over practically every government agency and military service arm. It's all pork. It's absolutely all pork. And then when you get down to where they're finally going to give some money to the only people that really matter in terms of stimulating the economy, small businesses, they allocate $426 million, not billion, $426 million. The administrative
costs, but that's tax cuts, though, right?
Are $250 million.
Right.
Right.
But that's even tax cuts, right?
Well, the tax cuts. I'm just looking at the appropriations. They're giving to the Small Business Administration $426 million to loan out to small businesses, which is the problem is there's not credit. Small businesses don't have access to capital. So what would you think the government would do? It would provide capital to small businesses.
Right.
But there's nothing in this bill that does that.
That's what I've been screaming for is to provide access to capital to small businesses. But this is a pittance. It's what the point you're making is
absolutely.
Is what they've allocated to small business folks is a pittance.
Error.
That's like saying, okay, we've got this one horse that can take us to the finish line. Let's give him a cup of food and feed him instead of giving him the bale of hay that he needs. Stand by, 20 tail, right back with Tony Paradiso. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 until the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always. Visiting with our good friend Tony Paradiso. He's the author of The Management Mindfield. My website, by the way, folks, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. You can find my newsletter there. I hope you'll subscribe to that. And you can also check out my blog while you're there. You can also listen to archives, past archives of interviews we've done over the years, including the ones we've done this week, if you want to go back and listen to some of those again. Read articles to your little heart's content. Lots and lots of stuff there to help you with your small business. Tony Paradiso has been well represented over the years with us. He's deposited many words of wisdom with us for a long time now, and we're very much appreciate that. Tony, we're talking about this so-called stimulus package. The point that I made yesterday on the show, Tony, was, you know what? If you're going to spend this money, fine. You know, I can't stop you. You got control. But all I'm asking is at least have the dignity. Somehow screw up the dignity. Right? You know, come up with the self-respect to not and the honesty to not call this a stimulus package. What do you think?
Well, that's expecting a lot from our political leaders.
Yeah, I'm in La La Land, aren't I?
Yeah, they're not going to call this what it is because then it wouldn't get political support. So, you know, the most people see the headlines and they get the sound bites on television and they hear that it's it's a stimulus plan and it's going to help America and there's.
How about this, Tony? How about this, Tony? The talking points, the surrogates are out in the media saying the American people want this stimulus plan. And so I think people listen to that and say, oh, yeah, I want this stimulus plan. But they don't realize that only $26 billion of what they're appropriating of the $818 billion, only $26 billion is going to be spent this year.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe that's a good thing. So only $26 billion will only be wasted this year.
But it's not going to be stimulated. Nothing's going to stimulate anything.
Even if it was all spent this year, it wouldn't be stimulus.
That's right.
When President Obama talked about, infrastructure, I didn't realize he was talking about the federal government infrastructure. Because that's where all this money's going. It's to go into the federal buildings and facilities.
Yeah.
It's not going to roads and bridges or anything that will have long-term use. It's going to build more bureaucracy. People really have to, this bill's available. I mean, people can go up and view the bill. I looked at every page of this bill. It really doesn't take that long to kind of glance at it. And it is really an eye-opening experience on, there's all kinds of money for education and stuff. I'm not anti that money, but that money's not going to create jobs. And the requirement right now is to get the economy going. In order to do that, you got to create jobs. And small businesses are the ones that employ most of the people and create most of the jobs.
That's
where the focus ought to be. And there's practically no mention. And the worst yet is not only do we get like 1/100th of 1% of the total allocation, small businesses, but then there's 26 pages of guidelines that govern how this money's going to be allocated. What do you think that's going to do to the system? Bog it down even more.
Tony, here's one. Folks, I'm going to read one to you here. It's a very short one. But this particular line item is emblematic of everything else, 97% of everything else that's in this bill. $6 billion for funding to winterize modest income homes. They're going to win $6 billion. Folks, I'm reading this off of the bill. $6 billion to winterize modest income homes. Now you might say, okay, that's only $6 billion. Ladies and gentlemen, that is completely emblematic, Tony. Am I right? It's yeah. Emblematic of everything else, virtually everything else in this bill.
It's 12 times what small business is getting in it. The Smithsonian's getting $150 million by itself, the Smithsonian. I like the Smithsonian, but what's that going to do in terms of creating jobs? The funniest line item I saw was $50 million for the National Cemetery Administration.
Right.
Did you know
right.
we had a National Cemetery Administration?
I didn't know that.
Well, $50 million is going to them. The Census Bureau is getting $1 billion. Now, I'm not quite sure why the Census Bureau needs another $1 billion, but when I wrote my column, I said it must be to count all the new people that are going to be born when the euphoria kicks in about the stimulus plan.
So, Tony, we've got a new president. He's got a lot of expectations.
Yeah.
I have said more than once that I'm praying for his and I want him to succeed in helping us, you know, lead our country. I want him. I've also said that I'm not going to agree with him on everything. In fact, this stimulus bill is one example where I'm not agreeing with him. Do you think some people are afraid that we'll seem unpatriotic, like we're not giving him his chance if they're against this very first legislation that's coming out?
You know, yes, there will be people that think that. I don't particularly care. Same thing happened, quite frankly, with George Bush. Everyone was afraid to say anything against him when he was advocating, you know,
right.
we spend all this money in Iraq because we wouldn't. You're not a patriot. You know, we've got to do this. And yes, the same thing can happen on an economic issues with Obama because everybody wants President Obama to succeed. I mean, you and I have been critical of him already, but
right.
we want him to succeed.
Exactly.
This is not the path. I mean, he had an opportunity to make a tremendous statement within weeks of becoming president to say, no, we're not going to do this. Focus
right.
these resources
this is actually
on what matters.
That, right, right. Let's pass this bill. Let's do this spending 6 months from now, 9 months from now. But let's don't do this and call it stimulus. This is this, frankly, folks, is just dishonest. Tintail, right back after these messages. We're talking about the political class, ladies and gentlemen. We're not talking about Republicans or Democrats. It's the political class we got a problem with. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Tony Paradiso. Tony, give us your website, please.
Actually, I've got a new website. I'm taking a position as a CEO for a construction company.
All right.
And we're a small business, and we're plugging away out there trying to survive the downturn. But it's a company called Trend Systems, and it's www.trendsystems.us.
T-R-E-N-D?
Right.
Trends
Systems.
Yeah. All right, yeah. .com.
Yeah,
so check that out, folks.
We do a lot of commercial work.
Good. And the book is still available wherever books are sold?
Yeah, the book's still available.
Check it out, folks. And that book is The Management Minefield. Tony, when I was a freshman in college decades ago, I won't say when, but a long time ago, I had my freshman year, I had a history teacher that, you know, I'd come right out of this Democrat. Franklin Roosevelt was right up there on the wall with the Savior and you know all that stuff. You
yeah,
know,
right.
The
one of our presidents.
Yeah, and all that. I mean, they were. It was a Union family. All that. They don't know what happened to me. They don't know where they went wrong. But anyway, so I went to college and my professor said one of the first things he said was to these brand new green freshmen, first semester freshmen, he said, "There's no difference between the Republicans and the Democrats." And I remember thinking, what does that mean? What kind of a dumb... I thought you were a professor. I can't believe you said that. I mean, I remember thinking that. Now, all these many years later, I now realize that he was right.
Absolutely.
And here's what I've been saying this for a few years now, Tony. I've decided now that the big spending party is not the Democrats or the Republicans. The big spending party is whichever one is in control.
Yeah, absolutely.
We know that now beyond a shadow of a doubt, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's not a party issue anymore. No, never been.
What can small business owners do about this? What are your suggestions? What are you going to do as a small business owner?
You know, the one thing I would suggest, because you're not going to get any money from the government to help you out, but you know where you can turn is your local banks, your community banks. Well, I've talked to a number of community banks in the area, asked them about their lending policy, and they say to me, hey, we never got caught up in this crazy, all day subprime stuff.
Right.
We are lending money to businesses, so don't go to the B of A's of this world. Go to your community banks. Develop a relationship. It may cost you a little bit more money, but you know what? You're going to have a partnership and not just somebody trying to make a fast buck off of you.
Tony, thank you for saying that, because my audience, some of them are probably going to think that you and I practice this, because what you just said is what I've been saying for 10 years. And I'll remind people that if it weren't for an independent community bank, Tony, I wouldn't be here today.
Right.
Who believed in me.
Absolutely.
In my second book, I thanked my bank by name in the acknowledgments. I mean, you don't ever see that, I'll tell you. But you're exactly right. And independent community banks, I'll tell you something else. Credit unions are emerging as good sources of capital for small businesses.
Yep.
Got to give them a little bit of love there. For what they're doing. These are all locally managed, local decision organizations, aren't they?
Yes, they are. With local money. I mean, these are business leaders in the area. And so it is the place to go. It really is. If you've got a solid business and solid plans and ideas, you can still get money. But, you're not from the big banks. They're too tied up trying to make their balance sheets look good for the next, wave of scams that they're going to run.
For 10 years, I've been telling people you've got to have two bank relationships, and one of them must be an independent community bank. And the people who took that advice now have the capital that they want. They're not the ones who are running out of capital because they only did business with the big banks.
That's right.
What about writing our members of Congress? Does that even work anymore?
You know what? I certainly suggest you do it. I write a column, and so I mean every week I get an opportunity to state my views in the local papers. But if we don't take the time to at least express our displeasure with Congress and with our senators, they're never going to get the message. They do respond to that. They respond by taking the appropriate action. If enough people call them and express displeasure, it will work.
Well, Tony, the first stimulus bill, the bailout back in September, you saw what the American people turned out on that one. They were vehemently against that.
Right. And the last stimulus program, the tax rebate.
Yeah,
look what happened to the tax rebate. We got a blip in GDP for a quarter, and then the money was gone.
That was all, yeah. It's not
going to
help
policy.
Much. Hey, Tony, thanks for being here. Good job today.
I appreciate it.
We'll see you next time. Tony Paradiso, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Got it to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.